And good morning, dear listeners. Today we continue our podcast on the cures without side effects, which is the subject of my book with the same title. And the first part of the book about healing using the mind. We already spoken a little bit about this in the previous podcast, and today we will concentrate on mental detoxification and the power of positive affirmations. So since we have started this podcast series, we spoke about the power of the mind and the fact that the phenomena of mind and thoughts and emotions, they are related to the law of cause and effect. So everything that we do or say has repercussions on our mind, our energy level, emotional level, and the body level. So having said this, we can employ our mind to change, or at least to start the chain of causation, so that we can have a more healthy approach to our emotional circumstances. And this is done through mental detoxification and positive affirmations, which are statements which express the existence of the conditions that one wishes to bring about in one's field of experience. I spoke a lot about this in my other book, The Seven Laws of Reality, but here we just introduced the topic and how to create a visualization which can be supported by statements, positive affirmations, and the visualized images are the framework around which the actual conditions form themselves, and the statements in the form of positive affirmations are the pattern around which the visualized images form themselves. So these statements should be employed in a state of meditation or concentration, and never loudly or publicly. And if it's true that one cannot keep negative thoughts from coming, one certainly can keep from entertaining them. So the best way is to observe them, ignore them, and affirm the opposite. Just like the best way to overcome darkness is with the light, which is its opposite. So if one wishes to connect and receive particular positive vibrations in the form of thoughts or feelings, one should develop a mental atmosphere of the same frequency corresponding to the same vibrations one wishes to receive. So if you want to avoid vibration of a certain kind, best way is to rise above them in one's mind and cultivate mental vibration opposite to them. So once that experience have identification with the mind, the timeless mind of pure being, actually is the strongest and most positive mental state, but this is not easy to achieve. So we work on a more relative level, and we focus on letting go of pride, being honest with oneself. We don't suppress emotions or feeling, we express them in a constructive way. We don't indulge in negative thoughts and emotional. We try to have forgiveness and for oneself and others, and avoid negative people that can create a sort of a negative atmosphere in our mind. So in my book there are many different examples of particular statements, and also just to mention the mental imaging and the art of creative visualization. It's basically the creation of clear mental images of the things and the conditions that we would desire, but the most important thing is to concentrate on the kind of feeling that we want to have. So for example, instead of creating images of things, we create images of conditions, of what kind of conditions we would like to experience, and then we can add these to the positive statements. So basically, this is explained in much more details in the book, in the first part of the book, and also in my other book, The Seven Laws of Reality and Being, is also a very clear explanation of this. And one last mention is to how we change negative moods into positive one, basically through the law of polarity, which states that everything has two poles, everything has its pairs of opposites, and opposites are identical in nature but different in degree depending on the rate of vibration. So the higher the vibration, the higher is the position in the scale. So basically, if one finds in an undesirable mood, one wants to overcome a negative quality, one should concentrate upon its opposites, so of the same quality or mood, and try to change the frequency of the vibration of that emotional tendency. So this is because of the law of polarity, and it can be achieved through basically statements and supported visualization. Okay, this is all for now. In the next podcast, we will speak a little bit more about personal positive energy and how to strengthen it for personal protection. Thank you for listening.